coffee comparison episode of
Brutal Battle.
Yes, that is another new voice. We're always bringing new voices onto the show, always talking to new people. And so today we have myself, we have Rebecca, as per a lot of these special episodes.
Only because I live here.
Not only because you live here. We have Sean Finn back, who, it's been a little bit, but you've been on a few times before.
Yeah, I've been on a few.
Yeah, and then Sean Finn's wife, Laura Finn, who is the new voice. Say hello.
Hello,
Laura. Yeah.
Hello.
So, Laura, the obligatory question when new people come on the podcast, how'd you end up getting into craft beer?
I guess I could say I've always loved beer, and craft beer just came naturally eventually. Have gotten pretty into stouts in the past couple years, especially coffee ones, so I guess that's how I made it onto this episode.
It's going to be a perfect episode for you then. So you would say that coffee stouts are, like, probably your favorite then?
Yes.
Well, then this should be a pretty kick-ass episode, because what we're doing is Terrapin Beer Company out of Athens, Georgia, put out a small four-pack of stouts, coffee stouts, and each stout in that four-pack is done with a different single-origin coffee from a place called Jittery Joe's. Now, they have one that's Sumatra, one that's Ethiopia, one that's Hawaii, and one's Guatemala. There's subcategories of all that, but I figured this would be a really great opportunity to do an episode where we taste all four of these side by side by side by side, and then see if we can really pick out the differences with these coffees, because anyone out there knows that coffee's a little bit like wine grapes. There's some terroir that goes into it, and, you know, just the region that it's grown in, it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to have different flavors. I haven't talked about it in a while, but I'm into coffee. I like coffee quite a bit, and I drink it straight up because I really like to taste the characteristic of the beans when I'm having coffee. And I had started to notice over some time that, you know, like African roast coffees were tasting a lot lighter and sweeter than what I was getting from South America. And I was like, oh, you know, these regions, they're very different in their flavors. So I'm wondering if that'll really come through with the in the stout. And I just think it's awesome that Terrapin decided to do this. But Sean, you had told me about this and showed this to me a few weeks ago. So I have to say thank you on that.
Yeah, we were excited about it too. Laura was really into it. I think, actually, Laura, I think you found it.
I was the one that found it.
She brought it home and she was excited. And then I think right afterwards we saw you guys and told you about it, and we decided, hey, it'd be good.
Here we are.
Yeah, and then that's, I was just like, oh my God, this would be amazing. Because there aren't many breweries that do this kind of thing. You know, they get one particular ingredient and then be like, here it is a few different ways with the same base beer, so you can really figure out what the difference is. I mean, I know the brewery out of Placentia, California, they've done a series of it called Elements of Funk, where it's the same base beer, but each one is a different strain of Brettanomyces in it. So you can taste the difference in, like, the funk and tart aspects of the bread, which is cool. So we're going to get started. And while we're doing it, we're going to do the typical, you know, talk about the smell, talk about the flavor. Not going to talk about the color because it's all going to be dark. So it doesn't really matter because they're all stouts. So we're going to do a beer. Then I'm going to read a little bit from a website. It's the National Coffee Association of the United States. I found their website, and they have little descriptions of, you know, stuff about the beans from certain regions. So hopefully it'll teach us a little extra about what we're tasting. And we have two packs, so we make sure that we have enough to go around. So the first we're going to do is the Ethiopia blend. It's the Hambella is what it says. I'm assuming that's kind of the specific region.
Yeah, it says that's the farm it's from, the Hambella Estate.
Ah, there you go. And that's the other cool thing. Like, they have all sorts of stuff on there, don't they, Sean, on their four-pack?
Yeah. It's on the side of the beer, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Is it? The exact same thing.
Elevation, grade. I don't know.
Yeah, what does the grade mean?
The grade probably means the grade steep of the land. Okay, yeah, how steep it is. Yep. Yeah, it even has tasting note. Has tasting notes on the side. I see at the bottom, but don't read that.
We don't
want to know.
Laura and I have been studying up so we can sound smarter.
It's cheating. Don't do that here. You want to open that one?
Because normally, like, every time we have a new coffee, Carlin's like, oh, what'd you think? I'm like, well, it tastes like coffee.
I'm going to start us out with just a little bit, because then we're going to move on to the next ones and We're not going to spend too much time.
I open this one?
Yeah, you guys can pour from that one. And then if they want to have one over there, if they want some extra later.
Where did you guys end up finding your pack?
Friendship Liquor.
Okay, same place that we did.
Yeah, they had it. I didn't even check any other places, but because I knew that's where you guys got it. Yeah. So I was just like, I know it's there. Plus, at that place, a lot of stuff tends to sit longer than at some other liquor stores, so, you know.
I can smell it already down there.
So let's go ahead and start sniffing on the one with the Ethiopian coffee.
Smells like coffee.
Yeah, it does. It smells sweet to me. I get something sweet out of it. Is this the one you said came from, typically African coffees are sweeter?
In my experience, yeah, the African beans that I've had are sweeter.
I feel
sweeter.
Like I can smell like,
who has not looked at the tasting
vanilla
notes?
Or sugar or something?
I have not.
I looked at it, but my memory's terrible.
I couldn't tell you what it actually said. It smells sugary to me.
It smells sweet to me.
Mm-hmm.
Almost a little chocolatey to me.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of chocolate notes in there, but it's kind of like a powdered cocoa type chocolate, which is right under the coffee, because obviously the coffee's pretty strong, because that's what they're trying to showcase here.
It's funny, because after reading the tasting notes, I definitely can pick out one of the ingredients in the nose, but I won't say it unless anyone can pick it out.
Just very, like...
I get, like, a... The
coffee's light.
Yeah.
Makes it a little caramelly. There's like a little bit of caramelly aspect in the nose as well. Maybe a little bit of like vanilla type.
Ding 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 ding.
Oh, that's
awesome. Laura said that too. Yeah, I had forgotten.
Laura said it too. All
right. Well, is anyone else picking anything else?
Okay, hold on. Do you smell strawberry jam? Because that's one of the tasting notes, and I think I smell it.
No,
I don't get strawberry.
I feel like I get like a little bit of a berry.
I mean, it's possible that it's there somewhere, but I feel like all the other aromas are so strong.
Okay, well, I'm going to say I smell strawberry jam.
I still get chocolate out of it for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess coffee stouts in general kind
of
have that chocolate.
Yeah, a decent amount of chocolate, at least. Tastes light. The body tastes a lot lighter.
Yeah, it's
definitely a lot lighter than I thought it would be.
It's, like, much thinner.
This is here's something to consider. It's not an imperial stout.
That's true. That's what I was going to check.
What is the ABV?
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of people, I mean, the majority of what people drink these days are imperial stouts, pretty much. So a straight up stout has significantly less body. I didn't even see what the ABV is.
It didn't say it on the box either.
It doesn't say it. So I'm betting the ABV somewhere around 5.6.
I'd say 5 to 6, yeah. There.
Between 5 and 6,
It's got I get a little bit of the bitter coffee in the aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
I get...
The coffee it's definitely there. It's a little green coffee type, like young green coffee type flavor. There's a little bit of a woody characteristic to me, a little oakiness kind of.
Yeah.
From the bean.
Strawberry jam?
No strawberry.
I saw melon too. Melon. I don't get any melon out of it.
Yeah, I don't get melon. Are
you kidding me?
No, that's what
I definitely I get the vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla. Obviously picking up on some of those chocolatey notes. The coffee's, I mean, it's definitely pronounced because it's the main ingredient they're trying to accentuate, but it's not crazy aggressive or anything.
No. It's good.
I think we can probably just open up one bottle next time.
Okay.
That's fine. Wait, just in case we don't, I guess we'll probably drink them all throughout the night, though.
Eventually. Yeah. So I'll move these down. I'll bring up this one and you can start. You can open it up, Rebecca, and start pouring it around for people. Rinse. Let's rinse.
You know what would be nice for a brewery to do is if they did these mix packs, like you said, with your funk mix pack and this mix pack. It'd be nice if you could go online or something and say what you thought of each, and if they started to actually brew one of them more in their full-time line, kind of.
Oh, to be like, okay, here are the different variations. Everybody vote, what do you really like, and then we'll make it like a seasonal or something.
Yeah, something like that.
That's actually.
Does anyone want a little dump bucket? Or are you okay drinking the water?
I can drink it.
Well, everyone should probably stay hydrated.
This one good.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
This was after Carlin told us about his. What would you call it? A creeper?
A creeper hangover?
Creeper hangover. Yeah.
Well, that happened from the beer and nut pairing episode, so everybody go back and listen to that and know that's what happened.
That was the aftermath.
Okay, so here's some information from the National Coffee Association of the United States. Generally wet processed coffee from Ethiopia comes from one of three main growing regions, Sidamo, Harar, or Kaffa, and often bears one of those names. In the cup, an Ethiopian coffee tends to offer a remarkable and bold statement, full-flavored, a bit down-to-earth, and full-bodied. Which, when they say down-to-earth, I mean, that makes me think of those oaky characteristics mm-hmm. we were pulling out. Because woody, that's definitely very earthy, in my opinion. What is our next one?
Sumatra.
Sumatra.
Going Sumatra. Which, I had to look up what Sumatra was, because I know of Sumatra coffee. Like, I've heard it all the time. Mainly Starbucks is where I started hearing it, because they have a Sumatra blend. But then I was like, "What? Where is Sumatra?" Yeah, it is Indonesia. Mm. Good picking that out. It is
geography.
Geography.
Geography is awesome. Yeah, so I was just like, I had to look it up. I'm like, oh, okay, it's in Indonesia. That's cool. So now you all know Sumatra, Indonesia. So you can wow all your friends with your new coffee knowledge, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so let's start smelling the Sumatra.
Mm.
Oh my gosh.
Wow,
it smells like pepper to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
I get a lot of pepper.
Did you look at the tasting notes?
Like I said, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. not one of them, though.
Oh, it's not. Okay. I just like that.
I could see black pepper, but I also kind of get like a green, like a chili pepper flesh. Like green yep. pepper flesh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It smells a lot like that, which to me, like green coffee has a lot of that characteristic to it, at least in beer.
So...
But it's like so strong green.
I wonder if you use like immature beans when you brew with coffee.
Probably not.
Yeah, I would think you'd want the roasted bean.
Yeah. Man, it's just very vegetal, in my opinion. It smells like vegetables, like a lot.
I feel like I'm getting a little oak.
Okay, I could see a little bit of an oaky aspect in that. That coffee to me
smells strong.
Yeah, it does. It smells.
It
like
does smell strong.
It smells like it's gonna be like really strong. Like...
Yeah, which in my opinion, the smell, as far as just the coffee goes, is more appealing than the Ethiopia one.
Yeah, I agree.
Because the Ethiopian one's softer. I like stronger coffee characteristics, and this is strong coffee.
I feel like it's gonna make me grow hair on my chest.
Well, we can only hope, right?
Right on. Drink up, girls.
Yeah, definitely a lot stronger. Hmm.
Woo!
It's got an acidic bite at the end on it.
I don't know if I like this.
It's more bitter.
It's really bitter.
More aggressive. It's got an acidic bite. The body is significantly more than the Ethiopia beer. It almost has a little bit of like a tartness on the finish.
I actually think I like it a little.
Really?
Yeah. Whenever you want to hear the tasting notes on this,
I don't agree
with them.
Oh.
What are they?
I get those pepper characteristics.
I get pepper.
I also get the vegetal stuff we were talking about.
We didn't
about.
Say a single one.
Like green pepper.
We haven't hit any of the tasting
Maybe
notes
Maybe one
there's,
of them
There's
I
a
could
minerality.
Kind of
there's a bit
see.
Of a minerality as well.
I like it because... I guess I'm used to stouts being kind of sweeter, like the Ethiopian one.
And this is not.
And this is not, no. So it's a little different.
Yeah, the Ethiopian one had a little bit of a chocolatey sweetness to mm-hmm. it. That's not here, mm-hmm. like at all, because the coffee is so aggressive.
Yeah.
It's overpowering anything like that.
I think that's why I like it.
Okay, what are the tasting notes in the box?
Pineapple?
What?
Whoa, nope. Pineapple.
Hell no.
Sugar?
No. Are you sure?
The last one,
are you reading the right one?
We're doing Sumatra, right?
Mm-hmm.
The last one is cinnamon. I could maybe
I can get a little cinnamon.
Like that spiciness that cinnamon can...
Maybe that's what we were talking. Pepper might be a little bit cinnamony.
Definitely not pineapple or sugar.
Pineapple.
Like, I don't get any type of pineapple or sugar.
Who came up with these tasting notes? That is bullshit. It's ridiculous.
Nope.
Yeah, because that would make me think that it's going to
be a little sweeter.
Really sweet,
I actually kind of like it.
I mean, I don't dislike it, but I like the first one better.
Agreed.
All right, so the information on Indonesia on this site is all up together, so it's a little bit longer. One of the world's largest countries, it's composed of thousands of islands. Several of the larger islands, Sumatra, Java, and Sulawesi, are known throughout the world for fine quality coffee. Coffee plant was introduced I don't need all that, I don't think. Today, small coffee farms, 1 to 2 acres, predominate, and most of it is dry processed. Indonesian coffees are noted for a pronounced, rich, full body, and mild acidity. That's more acidity than Ethiopia one. Also known for fine-aged coffees, which were held over a period of time by farmers who wanted to sell them at a higher price. Warehousing gently ages the coffee in Indonesia's warm, damp climate and results in a coffee prized for even deeper body and less acidity. The process cannot be matched even with today's technology.
Hmm.
Which I think that's interesting to say, because that's kind of letting you know how unique these, you know, single origin blends of coffee really are with their flavor profiles.
Right.
Which leads me to say that I think it's important for people to understand that when you're putting ingredients into a beer that aren't just your typical hops or malt, it can matter where they came from or what variety they are. And I think that's kind of what we're learning right now, just having had two of these, is that the type of coffee matters.
Yeah.
I mean, the difference between the Ethiopia and the Sumatra is huge.
Yeah, I was concerned that I wouldn't even be able to tell much of a difference between the four. And so far, they're totally different.
It's I feel like after that one, I feel like I have coffee breath.
You probably do.
Well, we probably all do.
Does... I know, isn't like, I feel like I've never felt like that after like a coffee beer.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah, it stays in the mouth a little
bit. Maybe
more.
It's a little bit stronger and there's less alcohol content.
Well, I'll tell you how it's hitting me in the aftertaste, because it is really like sticking around. It's making me think about when you do cold brew coffee from a concentrate and you haven't added enough water. So it's like more bitter. It's a lot stronger.
Like really, really it's concentrated. Flavor.
Yeah. And it's a little syrupy.
So. Okay, so we're doing Hawaii Kona next.
Yes.
I'm excited about this one.
Yeah. Hawaii. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I guess I should have been pouring while you were talking.
That doesn't matter.
Oh, well.
I can edit out dead time.
Edit out.
Or you can just
keep
singing. The
grade for this is extra fancy?
That's not the grade of the land then, Carlin.
Do they have...
I guess this is the grade of the bean.
Extra fancy.
Do they have stats on coffee, like... bitter, you know, like how they have like ABVs for beer. Do they have that kind of stuff for coffee?
I don't know. I do know that there's some organization that does like number ratings on coffee, like they do on wine and beers.
Oh.
So, you know. All right. Well, you guys go ahead while I pour mine and, you know, talk about what you smell.
I feel like the nose on this is like between the two. Like I'm getting a little bit of sweetness and definitely the coffee, but it's not.
I agree with that.
It smells a lot
lighter
to me. Yeah. I don't get much of
a note lighter
than as much as we were before.
I get a little brown sugar. A little bit of dark chocolate.
Yeah, like a molasses or something almost.
I feel like I could get a little cinnamon on this one. Oakiness, a little vanilla.
Nothing. We got nothing over here. The ladies got nothing.
I can see oak.
I get a slight hint of a peanut shell quality.
True.
Peanut shell.
Where you come up with this?
That's what I smell. That's where I come up with this. That's what it smells like to me.
When's the last time you smelled a peanut shell?
I just remember what they smell like. That's all.
If you swish it, it releases more of the
I mean, you really can smell what peanut shells smell like when you're at a baseball game. And someone's like shelling peanuts near you. It's a very distinct smell.
Yeah, I'm not getting much out of this.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Reference all of what I said.
Well.
It smells good.
Yeah, it does smell good. It smells like coffee.
Just nothing pronounced.
I'll say now, this is my favorite aroma.
Yes.
Because like it's between the Ethiopia and Sumatra.
Okay, I'm moving on to tasting.
Oh, the taste is between them.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this taste.
Laura's not sure.
I feel like everything
I'm not
is...
I'm getting a lot of coffee taste.
Oh, I am.
It's probably because we did one that was very strong on the coffee flavor, so it's a little harder.
I wonder if that's what the grade meant, because that was the last one was a grade 3, which almost maybe seems equivalent to maybe a dark or French roast or something, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Everything about this beer says in between Ethiopia and Sumatra to me. The body, I feel like, is right between those two. The flavor, how much they're pronounced is right between it. The aroma is the same thing.
One of the tasting notes, I won't say what it is yet, but I wouldn't have been able to come up with it on my own, but when I read it, I'm like,
it
that I feel like I get that.
Well, we first did Ethiopian. Mm-hmm. Right. That was a grade 3, and the Sumatra was a grade 1, and this is extra fancy.
Which is not really a number.
It's off the charts.
But then also talks about how it's processed, if it's natural or fully washed.
So does this mean with some dirt on it? If it's natural? They didn't wash it, they just brewed it up?
I want it to be fully washed. I wonder what that means. We should have done a little more research on that.
You are free to do that.
I'm good.
Let me know when you want to hear the tasting
Look,
notes.
The National Coffee Association of the United States, I thought would be enough for me.
Apparently not. Like, this is, like, legit.
I tell you this, I had a higher expectation for this, because Kona coffee you hear so much about.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's kind of a little more bland, I think, than I thought it would be.
I think part of that is because we had one that was very strong with the coffee, so the coffee notes are going to be downplayed a little bit. I like this because I think, like I said, it's in between. You know, it's not like crazy bitter or acidic, but it's also not like crazy light and, you know, wimpy on flavor.
It tastes lighter in the ABV, I would guess. Do you think?
So, do you want to hear the taste notes?
Yeah.
Yep. Hold on, because I didn't say specifically.
Oh, Carlin's not done.
I didn't say specifically what I was tasting. Okay. I'm tasting like oaky aspect.
No.
Definitely getting like a straight up, a more roasty coffee aspect to it.
Keep guessing.
I'm not guessing. I'm telling you what I taste. I'm not trying to guess whatever obscure crap they put on there. I get, what else?
Do you get any melon?
Absolutely not. Well, I get none of that.
There's none of that in this.
I don't get the brown sugar aspect that I said I was getting the smell. I don't get any chocolatey notes, which I thought I was getting a little bit, maybe a tad bit of vanilla to it. I actually do get a hint of a cinnamony aspect to it, which is interesting. But
I get a little bit of the brown sugar, or maybe like a little molasses. Maybe it was just the not
there's
much.
There's a hit of pepper on the end too, black pepper.
So. Could be.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you combine the pepper and the cinnamon, you might get this.
Clove.
Nutmeg.
Clove! Mm.
But the one that
I don't get
it says...
clove, no.
Okay, it says honey, which I don't
know. Maybe honey a little lighter.
But you guys are saying like... Because
I was saying like
it
molasses.
It says tea-like?
Yeah,
which
exactly
I can kind of taste.
Oh, no.
Whoops. I dropped water.
Oh, water is better than coffee stout.
So it said tea-like, which I...
It'll be okay.
Tea-like. Maybe that's that. Didn't you say earthy? Like oaky?
Yeah.
Maybe
that's okay.
Tea.
Yeah, oak aspects
tea-like
to it. Yeah, because especially when you do like loose teas, they're a lot like, it tastes kind of twiggy, especially if you let it go too long. Then it gets more of like the woody characteristic to it and stuff. Thank you, Rebecca, for cleaning up my mess. I swear I haven't had too much. I don't feel drunk or anything. This is not the nut and beer pairing episode.
We're into tomorrow.
The creeper.
I'm going to get the creeper. That'd be terrible. Okay, so I'll go ahead and just talk about the Hawaii roast. I got to find where it is on here. They have some interesting places on here, like Yemen. Yemen's listed on here for its coffee. And I did not know that any coffee came out of Yemen, to be honest.
Do you guys watch Friends?
No.
You aren't Friends people?
No.
Hasn't been off the air for like 20 years or something.
The Yemen reference, anyone listening?
No.
Where are you moving to? 123 Yemen Road, Yemen.
So, Kona coffee is best known from Hawaii, which we were kind of talking about, and it's always in high demand. Nature provides just the right environment for the coffee trees on the slopes of active Mauna Loa volcano. Young trees. Oh, okay, there you go. Young trees are planted in black volcanic soil, so new that it often seems the farmers are growing seedlings in rock. Afternoon shade from tropical clouds forms a natural canopy over the trees to protect them from intense sun, and frequent island showers give the plants just the right amount of rain. Kona coffee is carefully processed to create a deliciously rich aromatic cup of medium body coffee.
Medium. Sounds just kind of like you were saying right in the
middle. Yeah, exactly. That's a great point. And then now we're going to transition to the final beer of the pack. And what is this one, Rebecca?
Guatemala.
Which, in my experience, obviously I haven't had like every origin of coffee because I didn't even know about Yemen, but...
Because I didn't even know about Yemen.
Yemeni coffee?
From what I've had, I feel like coffee's usually strongest from South America. So that's what I anticipate. I anticipate it being very roasty, being more acidic, and significantly more bold, but I could be wrong. Who knows?
Well, that's what I get on the nose right off the bat. Right. It's definitely very bold.
Is it? You pick out any wacky smells?
No. I feel like my sniffer is
fading.
Yeah,
they're so similar.
I feel like the first two I could tell a lot, and these last two I've had trouble.
Yeah, didn't Sean Creel tell us to smell our skin?
Oh, smell your skin or your shirt. That's actually a good callback. And then you can smell much better.
That did help.
Yeah, it smells strong.
I get some kind of sweet, like a vanilla or chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is actually.
I could go with cinnamon.
Clove.
I could see a. No clove.
No clove.
No clove ever in coffee, ever. I get a lot of, like, I think this does smell more roasty, like a darker roast than everything else.
Yeah, like a little, like, caramelly.
There is a little caramel to it, definitely. I do think a little bit of vanilla and chocolate kind of on the same level as each other.
Okay, I'm tasting.
There is that oaky woodiness that... And there is, like, a touch of, like, a black pepper on there. Very, slight touch of that.
This tastes more carbonated than the other ones. Is that just me?
I think what you're picking up on is increased acidity from the coffee, which is making it feel kind of tingly on your tongue. That's my guess, because I don't think it's actually more carbonated. I just think it's a little more acidic. Whereas some people would say acrid.
Tasting these all together is really challenging.
It can be, yeah. This definitely does taste the most acidic to me.
Yeah, I would say so.
It's strong. It definitely tastes, like, darker. Kind of tastes a little bit burnt.
Yeah.
In a few areas.
It feels like a little burny on the back of your tongue.
Yeah, I get, like, the pepper after you.
Yeah, like black pepper. There's, like, a char. Yeah. Like, a char to it. Like, a little bit of, a, like, a charcoal ashy aspect on there.
Is that on there?
Black pepper.
We didn't
get any of the other ones. We got black pepper.
We got one.
She was making like a thumbs up, and I was like, when Carlin was saying char grill, like char, and I was like, it's char grilled.
I'm going to be honest. I feel like I can get like the slightest hint of like a dark cherry note in there. Same.
Oh, that's, you're kind of hitting another one.
What?
A fruit.
Plum.
No.
I don't really think plum.
Stone fruit. Yes, exactly. A stone fruit.
I feel like if you say stone fruit, you can hit a lot.
That's true.
Yeah, because that's like apricot. It
covers a lot of bases.
Peaches. And, yeah, it's all over the place. So
I'm going to start saying that now on the podcast.
Stone fruit.
Like, I can actually stone fruit.
It's funny because I have listened to other beer podcasts and they'll say that. Like, they will say that as a descriptor. It's stone fruit. There's like, it could be light, it could be dark, it could be tart, it could be not. It's sweet.
Well, I guess you could narrow it down between a light stone fruit or a dark stone fruit. I do feel like there's similar characteristics in those. But anyway, I don't get it. I don't get any of that. I just get coffee, so.
Yeah, but like I said, like, this is definitely the most bold, most acidic, most roasty, kind of almost burnt-ish.
It also says medium body. Juicy finish.
Juicy finish.
Well, I would say the body definitely is medium, but the flavor is more bold.
Yeah, this might be maybe one of the lighter of the four. If you look at the color.
Juicy finish.
I don't get much juicy.
No.
What does that
like
mean?
Juicy like juicy fruit? Would... Like the gum? No.
Juicy fruit. Oh, man.
That was good. I prefer Big League Chew, but you know.
What? So, like, would you say a juicy finish is just like the opposite of like a bitter finish? I don't really understand.
No, dry. That. Opposite of dry.
Opposite of dry. Yeah. Juicy. Okay. This makes more sense.
Which I actually think this is probably more of a dry finish.
Really? I was just going to say I agree with the juiciness.
No, I don't. Just because I feel like it's more bitter. Well, in comparison to the others, I feel like it's more bitter. It's more acidic, which dries my tongue out more.
Yeah, I agree.
Just saying.
I get more acidic.
So real quick, here's the description for Guatemalan coffee from the website. Guatemala's coffee has a distinctive taste quality, flavor favored by many for its rich flavor. There are three main growing regions, Antigua, Coban, and Huehuetenango, which is what this one's from, each with a breathtakingly rugged landscape and rich volcanic soil. Its medium to full-bodied coffee has a depth and complexity of taste that is almost spicy or chocolatey, which I think, you know, we definitely got that spicy kind of bold aspect. But anyway, this is interesting. I mean, thank you, Terrapin, but I think your tasting notes are kind of off. Stick to
beer. Well, okay, hold on. Is it... These tasting notes are the probably just of the coffee, though. But I guess
with the beer,
that could be totally different. Yeah, maybe it's just to give you an idea of what if you just had the coffee.
That is
what
possible. It would taste like. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, because it does say coffee notes, not.
The more I keep drinking this, I feel like this is kind of tasting close to like espresso.
Yeah.
In a sense. Yeah, I think
I
agree.
Like a latte out of this.
Strong. I feel like this could keep me up all night. like one of these, and I'd be like,
"We're up all night to get lucky."
I think this is the beer that, or this is the coffee they had in mind when they named that place Jittery Joe's. Oh. Just like, if I have enough of this, I will be like jittering.
You know, what would be interesting though is if we had just the coffee by itself and then drank the beer to kind of
see how they play with.
Yeah. That would be interesting, yeah.
Because you have to think that, the coffee's being added to it, so it has its own profile, but then. You have to think that the stout is going to impart a little bit of natural coffee notes already, and it's going to impart some like chocolatey sweetness in there too.
Yep, and all the roasty too.
Yeah, I mean, can do a lot. But so, does everyone have a favorite of these, or even one, or both, where you could say, "Yeah, I definitely don't like that one."
I really liked the first one, and I don't know whether it's because my palate was like totally fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But it smelled good and it tasted the way it smelled. I liked that one.
I think I like the third one.
The
Kona?
Kona.
Yeah.
Kona. The white Kona.
Because I remember that was the one that was kind of in the middle of the first two.
I would say yes. I think that I think I like the Kona one the most. But for me, the Sumatra is like right behind it.
That was the first.
That was the second
one.
Yeah. Mine was the second. I really liked the Sumatra.
Sumatra's really good.
So y'all kind of like something a little different.
Yeah.
Except the last one.
But the second one, I think, was my number two was the first one that we had.
Yeah, I liked that one.
I should get to take just
I mean, I like them all. I would drink them all again.
Was that the second one?
This is Sumatra.
They're all good. But yeah, this is interesting.
Oh, yeah, no.
No what?
I think the Sumatra's my favorite, actually. I just having another sip of it.
Where's that one?
Yeah, Sumatra's my favorite.
I'm sure we have more.
I was trying to decide, like, do I stop or do I just kill it? And I probably had a little
bit. This is the Kona one.
And then by the time you made up your mind, your hand had already done it.
Yeah, it was too,
that's why we got two bottles of all of them.
Well, I'm going to have this.
That's kind of cool. We all like different ones.
Yeah, the Sumatra is my favorite. Wow. Because it's got probably the most present green coffee aspect to it, which I really like.
I like that too.
In stouts. So it's like tastes younger, for
sure.
That
was the second one we did.
Yeah, second one.
And that was the first one again, the Ethiopian? And you still like that the best?
It's got a bit more of a sweetness to it. It lets those, it lets more of like the chocolate characteristic of the stout come through.
Yeah, and I think I'm used to Imperial coffee stouts where
there's
it's
a lot
strong,
of chocolatey.
Yeah, and like that strong beer taste. Yeah. So if it doesn't have a strong beer taste, it has to have a pretty good coffee taste because I'm not a huge coffee person.
Yeah, I hear you. So your favorite's Ethiopia. Are you going Sumatra now?
I'm definitely going Sumatra.
I'm going Sumatra. Rebecca, what's your favorite?
You like the
Kona? Do you
want to
try the Kona
or you just like them all equally?
I mean, I'm just going to go
drink
with,
that one
I'm
out
gonna,
of the bottle.
I'm going to go
Sumatra. Oh, you
I'm
did say
Kona.
Kona. Okay. So just everybody picked a different one except Sean and I, and the odd man out was Guatemala.
I
not
still
like
get
it's
so
bad.
Much like cinnamon out of that one, I think.
The Sumatra.
Out of the Sumatra.
There is a cinnamon aspect to it.
Because... Well, I didn't get that at first, but now I am compared to this one.
Well, they're also coming to temperature more, which helps the
flavor. A little bit of the cinnamon wake and bake, the coffee part of that.
Oh, that's a good point.
See that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if the base beer for the stout is a step down version of the wake and bake.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, although that's oatmeal stout, so there's more lipids and proteins in there, so more of a mouthfeel to it, but. But anyway, this was interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you everyone for participating in this, and I think that it's important to point out that ingredients matter, and they're different. You know, where you're getting it from, how it's done, that all plays into the flavor of the beer, and I think more breweries should do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yep,
let's do it with like a ton of stuff, and Terrapin even, like, do a stout with different chocolates next, added, different cocoa nibs. Like where you get your cocoa nibs from or, you know, something like that. Or do different barrel aging, you know, different types of wood. Do like an oak, do like a American oak, a French oak, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they
do
like
rum
barrels.
Yeah. Oh my God. How amazing would it be if they did a wake and bake 4-pack and each of the beers in it was a different spirit barrel.
Oh, that'd be good.
And there was like a rye whiskey, a bourbon, a rum, and a tequila.
Ooh.
That'd be something.
That would be pretty cool. Okay, Terrapin.
Are you kidding?
Terrapin, we're just giving you the ideas.
Yeah.
Come on.
Free IP.
Yeah, just like saying. A complete plug, too.
Yeah, I mean, just saying, you can call it the Brutal Battle Pack. Like, just, you know, just throwing it out there.
Yeah, and we can be the first to try.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it's all
we'll be the taste testers.
Yeah.
We will do that.
For free.
Anything we can do.
It's work, but we would do it. We definitely would.
Yeah.
All right. I'd have to send them a copy of this.
Yes.
And be like, here's your ideas.
Laura, I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Your first time on, you're certainly welcome to come back. Sean, thanks for coming on again.
No problem.
Also certainly welcome to come back. Rebecca, we'll see if you come back. I don't even know.
Maybe not welcome.
Especially, I mean, you know, excuse me, I'm surprised I got you to come on after the beer and nut.
Yeah, I'm just salty about that. He better have edited out all those crazy things.
I don't think I did at this point, but I didn't edit at all right now. When we're recording, I didn't edit it at all, but, you know, we'll see what happens. But anyway, thank you everyone for listening. Go out and try a bunch of cool stuff with beer. If you can find stuff like this, find it. If you can find this Terrapin Coffee Stout, you know, single origin coffee pack, do it. Let us know what you think. You can email brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. But until next time,
keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.